Sid, Bill, I want a word with you two. What are you laughing at?
Oh, Blobby, what does he look like?
I fail to see any cause for undue hilarity.
You understand where I am. If you're wearing those clothes for a bet, you won. Oh, Blobby, what a twit you look.
I don't know what you mean. If you're referring to my slightly unconventional mode of dress, I'll admit it must seem a little different to you bourgeoisie, but to we bohemians it's quite normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill clobber.
Oh, you're not going out in the street like that, are you?
Well, I see no reason why I shouldn't. As it happens, I'm not going to, but I see no reason why I shouldn't.
Well, I'm not going out with you like that.
I can't understand what all the fuss is about. Nothing out of the ordinary in this lot. Blue and white striped stocking cap. Home-woven vegetable fibre shirt. Canvas trousers and fisherman rope sandals. Not exactly shipping clerk gear, I admit. But nevertheless, indicative of my new state of mind. My friends and I are rebelling against conformity.
What do they wear?
Well, the same as this, of course. We're the avant-garde of the new culture. We are dedicated to setting up a new order of things, determined to establish a new set of values, to break away from the bonds that threaten to stifle the cultural and creative activities of man's mind.
Oh, blimey, another load of layabouts.
We are not layabouts. We are artists, Mush. Writers, poets, thinkers, all men who are seriously perturbed about the state of the world at the moment.
And what are you lot going to do about it?
We are going to show the world the real truth by setting them an example, developing our superior intellects. Culture, mate. That's where the hope of the world lies. And a more cultural mob than us you wouldn't find outside the Chelsea embankment.